Part 1. Stay up late. I have a daughter who reminds me too much of what I used to be, full of love and joy, kissing every person she meets because everyone is good and will do her no harm, and that terrifies me to the point to where I can barely function. Kurt Cobain in his suicide note. 1. My wife Vicky and I live in Berkeley in a whitewashed, clapboard bungalow built in the 1920s, hidden from the street behind a wall of black bamboo. It is 1982, a summer of waiting. Everything else, work, social engagements, are all biding time. Our baby is due in July. An ultrasound identifies him as a him. We prepare for his arrival. We paint and decorate a nursery, furnishing it with a white crib, light blue dresser, bookshelves stocked with Maurice Sendak and Dr. Seuss, and sitting sentinel on either side of the doorway, a pair of enormous stuffed panda bears, early baby gifts from a friend. Another friend has loaned us a family heirloom, a buttery yellow cradle in the shape of a new moon. It hangs from a chain in the corner of the living room, appearing to float above San Francisco, which glitters in the distance. Vicky's contractions begin after midnight on the morning of July 20. As we have been instructed to do in our Lamaze class, we clock the intervals between them. It is time. We drive to the hospital. Nick is born at dawn, our beautiful boy. We are enraptured by our child. We willingly forsake sleep. We soothe his crying. We sing him lullabies. We fall into a languorous, altered state, a dreamy contentment that would have appalled us had it befallen any of our friends. Indeed, many of our friends are appalled. Life is accompanied by a soundtrack of Pete Seeger, the Limelighters, and Raffi, whose songs played over and over and over and over and over and over and over would crack any criminal into confessing after other forms of torture fail. Sometimes we just stare at the baby's tiny grasping hands and luminous, exuberant eyes. We are among the first generation of self-conscious parents. Before us, people had kids. We parent. We seek out the best for our children, the best stroller and car seat recommended by Consumer Reports, and fret over every decision about their toys, diapers, clothes, meals, medicine, teething rings, inoculations, and just about everything else. Before long, the crib is replaced by a single bed with zebra sheets. We take walks in the stroller and a snuggly, play in Berkeley parks and baby gyms, and visit the San Francisco Zoo. His library overflows. Good night, moon. Pat the money. Where the wild things are. A hole is to dig. I read them so often I know them by heart. Milk, milk, milk for the morning cake. From here to there and there to here, funny things are everywhere. Dogs are to kiss people. Snow is to roll in. Buttons are to keep people warm. Boodly, boodly, boodly. At 3, Nick spends a few mornings a week at a pastel-colored preschool, a short walk from home. His day includes circle time, games like duck, duck, goose, painting and clay, and songs. Pulling weeds, picking stones, Nick sings. We are made of dreams and bones. There is outside time on the climbing structure and swing set. He ventures out on his first play dates, formerly known as going over to some kid's house. Sometimes we meet other families at a park with a concrete slide that follows the hillside down under a canopy of oaks. Nick spins on a whirling merry-go-round. Nick is a natural architect and builder, constructing sprawling block Duplo and Lego Lilliputs. He loves Teddy Ruxpin, Pound Puppies, and the Twin Pandas. He scoots around the house on a big-wheeled tricycle, and on the red brick front patio in a plastic sky-blue convertible, a gift from my parents, which he powers like a Flintstones car with high-top sneakered feet. We visit Train Town in nearby Sonoma, where Nick conducts a steam locomotive past miniature barns and windmills. We travel to Yosemite National Park. In spring, with wildflowers abloom, we hike to the waterfalls. In wintertime, we play in the snow in the valley, watched over by Half Dome. And the Monterey Bay Aquarium, where Nick is mesmerized by fluorescent jellies and circling sharks. There are puppet shows and board